Good morning, it's April 4th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a decisive victory at Disney's annual shareholder meeting, CEO Bob Iger stood firm against activist investors, securing the support of nearly three-quarters of retail shareholders. This battle wasn't just about numbers. It was a testament to the faith placed in leadership with a deep understanding of the entertainment giant's intricate landscape. Iger's defense highlighted a critical juncture for Disney, facing the dual challenge of steering the company towards future profitability while scouting for a successor to helm the company post-2026. The contenders for Iger's mantle include high-profile executives Dana Walden, Alan Bergman, Jimmy Pitaro, and Josh D'Amaro, signaling a keenly watched succession race. Amidst this leadership narrative, Disney shared ambitious plans for its streaming services, projecting profitability by the end of fiscal year 2024. This strategy includes the introduction of a new sports package through ESPN, marking a pivotal shift in how Disney aims to capture digital audiences. However, the victory over activist investors Nelson Peltz and Jay Rasulo doesn't mask the challenges ahead. Disney's stock has witnessed a 35% decline over the past 3 years, a stark contrast to the S&P 500's 28% rise. This performance puts additional pressure on Iger and his team to turn the tide. Robert Shine, chief investment officer of Blank Shine Wealth Management, in his discussion with Forbes Newsroom, points out the significance of Disney's win. Yet, he underscores the urgency for Disney to outline a clear path forward, both in leadership succession and financial strategy, to reassure investors and fans alike of the company's enduring magic. In a groundbreaking move, over 200 esteemed musicians and songwriters have united to voice their concerns over the unchecked rise of artificial intelligence in music production. This collective, featuring icons like Jon Bon Jovi, Darius Rucker, Billie Eilish, and many more, have laid down a significant marker in the evolving narrative of AI's role within the creative industries. At the heart of their message, conveyed through an open letter from the Artist Rights Alliance, is a plea for the responsible use of AI in music creation. These artists are sounding the alarm on how AI might not only dampen human creativity, but also jeopardize their careers and financial well-being. The letter doesn't dismiss AI outright, but calls for a balanced approach that respects artists' rights and ensures fair compensation. This stance is echoed by the Artist Rights Alliance's executive director, Jen Jacobson, who points out the added pressure on musicians already navigating the challenges of the streaming economy, now facing competition from AI-generated content. This concern resonates beyond the music sphere, with Hollywood actors and writers also demanding safeguards against AI, underscored by recent legal skirmishes like the settlement over an unauthorized AI-generated comedy special using the late George Carlin's voice. The unified message from these artists and creators is clear. There's a pressing need for ethical guidelines governing AI's application in the arts to protect the livelihoods and creative integrity of human artists. In an exciting turn for fans of iconic sci-fi, Warner Brothers Discovery has announced a new addition to the Matrix franchise in celebration of its 25th anniversary. This news has sparked a buzz across the entertainment world, promising to bring us back into the dystopian universe that has captivated audiences for decades. Drew Goddard, known for his sharp storytelling skills, has been selected to helm this project as both writer and director. Adding to the excitement, Lana Wachowski, who, alongside her sister, brought the original Matrix trilogy to life, will be serving as an executive producer on this new installment. However, questions hang in the air regarding the return of the franchise's beloved stars, such as Keanu Reeves, Carrie-Anne Moss, Lawrence Fishburne, Hugo Weaving, and Jada Pinkett Smith, with no confirmation yet on their involvement. Meanwhile, Drew Goddard isn't putting all his eggs in one basket. He's also involved in adapting Andy Weir's novel Project Hail Mary into a film, directed by the dynamic duo Phil Lord and Christopher Miller, and starring Hollywood heavyweight Ryan Gosling. This project showcases Goddard's versatile talent and the high expectations resting on his shoulders. As anticipation builds, fans are eagerly waiting for more information on what the new Matrix story will entail. This announcement not only celebrates a significant milestone for the franchise, but also reignites the spark for what is one of the most influential sci-fi narratives of our time. The promise of exploring new horizons within the Matrix universe has certainly set the stage for what could be another groundbreaking chapter in the saga. In a move to cover the costs of expanding its audiobook offerings, Spotify has announced an upcoming price hike across several regions, including the UK, Australia, and Pakistan, with the US set to follow later this year. This decision marks a significant shift in the company's pricing strategy, aiming to enhance its content library while navigating the financial implications of such additions. Spotify is set to increase its subscription prices by $1 to $2 a month in the mentioned regions. This adjustment is part of the company's effort to incorporate audiobooks into its service, offering users a broader range of content. In response to potential backlash from the price increase, Spotify plans to introduce a new basic tier. This tier will be priced at the current premium plan rate of $11 per month, but will exclude audiobook content, providing an alternative for users primarily interested in music and podcasts. Furthermore, Spotify is not just stopping at audiobooks. The company is exploring the introduction of new pricing tiers, including a supremium option that promises access to high-fidelity audio. Additionally, Spotify is set to launch Dolby Atmos for spatial audio, aiming to enhance the listening experience for its users. Despite the upcoming price hikes, Spotify experienced a robust fourth quarter in 2023, witnessing a significant increase in both monthly active and premium users. This growth trajectory was reflected in the company's stock value, which soared by over 8% following the announcement of the price adjustments. However, this strategy comes with its risks. The price increase could alienate some of Spotify's user base, particularly those who have been eagerly awaiting the introduction of high-fidelity audio. As the streaming market continues to evolve, it remains to be seen how this change will affect Spotify's user retention and whether it will push consumers towards alternative services like Tidal, which already offers high-resolution streaming and music videos at a competitive price point. In an exciting turn for Marvel enthusiasts, Julia Garner, celebrated for her roles in Ozark and The Americans, is set to bring the cosmic entity Shala Baal to life in Marvel's upcoming Fantastic Four reboot. Garner's character, known as the lover of Norrin Rod, will share the same powers as the iconic Silver Surfer, marking a significant addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, MCU. The Fantastic Four reboot is gearing up for production this summer, with an anticipated release date of July 25, 2025. This project not only kicks off Phase 6 of the MCU, but also sets the stage for the monumental Avengers 5 and Avengers: Secret Wars. The core cast boasts notable names including Pedro Pascal as Mr. Fantastic, Vanessa Kirby as Invisible Woman, Eben Moss-Bachrach as The Thing, and Joseph Quinn as the Human Torch. Under the direction of Matt Shakman, the film promises to be a pivotal chapter in the MCU saga. The inclusion of Julia Garner's Shala Baal hints at the potential appearance of the villain Galactus, adding layers of intrigue to the storyline. This reboot represents a strategic move by Disney to breathe new life into the Fantastic Four franchise following its acquisition of 21st Century Fox. As the project progresses, fans are eagerly awaiting further details on how this film will weave into the larger tapestry of the MCU. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.